Scott Pitts felt like he had just placed his head on the pillow when the phone rang in his small Olympic apartment 1/2 mile from the outdoor medal ceremony in Honshu, the main island of Japan. It was 12:56 a.m. Who could be calling at this hour? Thought Scott. It was the final day of the Nagano Olympic Games, and Coca-Cola's Nagano Olympic merchandise manager was beyond exhausted.
He'd been in bed
barely 2 hours. A pause. Then the phone rang again. Hello, this is Scott Pitts, he mumbled, trying to shake himself awake. A Japanese voice responded. Pitts-san, this is the Nagano police. Your presence is required at the station immediately. My presence is required at the station? Why? What's wrong? Scott implored, collecting his bearings. You must have a business permit, stated the police officer. I don't understand. Why do I need a permit? Scott asked. What the heck is going on? There is a line forming outside the Coca-Cola Olympic Pin Trading Center. This is not authorized without a permit. Scott scratched his head, thinking, why would there be a line forming outside the Coke Pin Trading Center at this hour? While Coke's Olympic licensing program had many facets, the most important was the Coca-Cola Pin Trading Center located in downtown Nagano. Each day, Coca-Cola sold their pin of the day there at 11 a.m. Normally, the line would begin forming 2 hours earlier. Who would be crazy enough to line up in the middle of the night? It had to be 20 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Pitts-san, are you there? Inquired the police officer, growing weary over the conversation. Yes, yes, I'm here. I understand. I will be there shortly. Very good, sir. The permit costs 200,000 yen. You will need to bring cash. The phone went dead. Bring 200,000 yen? That was almost $2,000. Where was he going to find 200,000 yen at this time of the night? Scott knew of an ATM near his apartment. He ran over and put in his card. The maximum he could withdraw was 25,000. 8 ATMs later, Scott arrived at the police station with the money in hand. Scott got the permit and finally made it back to his apartment. He put his head on the pillow. Before he knew it, the alarm went off. At 6 a.m., he hit the snooze button. An hour later, Scott reached for what he thought must be the alarm and realized it was his phone again. It was 7:17 a.m. What could be wrong now? He hoped no one had started a riot or been hurt. It was Jonathan. Scott, I'm sorry to disturb you, but you've got to get down to the Pin Trading Center. You won't believe what is going on. A short and precise summary of the situation followed. I'm on my way. Try to keep things under control until I get there. Scott hung up and dressed as quickly as he could. Fortunately, he didn't have to think about what to wear. A Coke uniform lay strewn over the chair where he had left it the previous night. As he walked up to the Coca-Cola Pin Trading Center, he couldn't believe his eyes. The line stretched for blocks. Never in his imagination did he think that a brand licensing program would impel thousands of people to line up in the dark on a cold February morning for a simple Coca-Cola Olympic pin.